Whatever, it's up, down. Sunday night, Chodesh Haldovus, we're in Shara B'Tochum Perek Gimel. We're learning. Perek Daled talks about applying B'Tochum to different situations. Perek Gimel talks about what it takes to develop B'Tochum, to be koneh. So he talked about five things. And so number one was understanding that the seven things of Perek Beis are true about Hashem. Number two was the sincerity of your bitachon. Number three was that the yichud of your bitachon on Hashem. It's not like it's Hashem and your uncle, or Hashem and your intelligence and your capabilities, but it has to be only Hashem to properly develop bitachon. Number four was that you have to do your best to do the Ratzon Hashem. It's unreasonable and illogical to be mamre, to rebel, and not do, you know, to be over the Dvar Hashem in a rebellious way, and then expect Hashem to do what you want. Just not logical. He said before, and stressed that Hashem does for you even if you're undeserving. That's if you're not a rebel, if you do your best. So even if you're not deserving of Pimidus Hadin, Hashem will be there for you. Okay, number five is to properly balance Bitochen and Hishtadlus. That's what number five is. Now, he doesn't use the word Hishtadlus because I don't know why. It's our word, it's not his word. The word Hishtadlus sometimes implies to people that you're going to do your best, and like Hashem will take up the slack after you did yours. But that's not true, and it's not, certainly not the Chodesh Haldovus' viewpoint. Chodesh Haldovus' viewpoint is as follows. This is number five that we're in the middle of, I believe. That if you look around you, he says, if the Sheshis you may Bracious, if you look around in the events of the world, things that occur, so he says, there's two shlovim. There's the gzeiros Hashem that it should happen. Hashem can be gozer, you'll be rich. So it's possible that your rich uncle will die, and you'll get the Yerusha, and you'll become rich. Or you'll win the lottery, and the lottery's not such a good example because you had to buy a ticket. Let's talk about the rich uncle dying and leaves you a Yerusha. That's possible, but that's not the way the world normally functions. He says, if you look around in the world, he says, that's for sure that the Gzeiros Hashem what happens, and if there's no Gzeiros Hashem, it's not going to happen, and the Gzeiros Hashem is what makes it happen, and that's what's being called. But Hashem created a world in which the result comes about through a Hishtalshulus of what he calls Sibos. That's the world Hashem created. And it's people who do those Sibos. Now, we don't always know. The Sibos are endless, because the causes are causes, and the causes have causes, and the causes' causes have causes. For me to be sitting here now speaking to you is really the result of a link, of a chain of hundreds of links. Hundreds of things had to happen. More, really, if we go back and talk about my great-grandfather meeting my great-grandmother, right? So there's Hashem, but it says, if you look at the simple world, he says, that's for sure, Hashem created a world in which sibos bring about the desired result, the result that Hashem was gozer. If Hashem was gozer, you should live and be nourished, but if you're sitting there, he says, with a piece of bread on the table, and you stare at it, and you said, I have bitachon, because there's a gzardin that I'm going to be nourished by these pieces of bread. It's not going to work. You're going to starve to death. Not because ain somchin al hanes. That's not his perspective. That's not what the Chodesh says. Not because, he says, it's good. Hashem made a world in which causes bring about the result, and people have to do those causes. They don't have to, because, or else the result won't happen. The result's going to happen because Hashem was gozer the result. But Hashem was gozer that the way the result will happen is by people doing the steps that lead up to the result. But it's an illusion, really. It's just, or not an illusion, it's the Ratzon Hashem that we be misasek with Tzivos to bring about the result. Now, then he asks an obvious question. But wait, so let's stop there. So that's his words for it is his askus besibos. And that's what he says. He gives examples. He says, just look around in the normal world. But that's boor, that it's Hashem's gzeira that produces the result. So al karchach, he says, it's Hashem's ratzon. You look around, and what do we see in the world? We see a world in which it's Hashem's ratzon that people be misasek besibos. That's his word for hishtadlus. But it's a very key way of saying it, because it's just misasek besibos. You're keeping yourself busy. You have to do the sibos. That's how Hashem wants the result to come about. And it's the Ratzon Hashem. Now this, ironically, makes it really is transformative in a certain way. Before we get up, before we go weiter, we probably won't go weiter today. It's really transformative, and it really fits into some what we learned in Shara Avodas Elokim. We learned in Shara Avodas Elokim the Chavish Avodas Shita that there's no such thing as Devar HaRashos. There's no middle ground where it's neither mutter, but it's not asur. It's not a mitzvah, and it's not asur. It's, if I want to, I'll eat the piece of chicken, and if I don't want to, I won't eat the piece of chicken. I mean, the Lord is no, he said in the Shara of Lord, there's no such thing. Everything in your life either brings you a step closer to Hashem, or it moves you back from Hashem. In the example of the piece of chicken, if you're eating it, let's say, in order to have koach, to do mitzvahs and to serve Hashem, or to do whatever it is you have to do, then it's a good thing, it brings you closer to Hashem. If you're eating it for your own pleasure, and that's your only motive, so it takes you back from Hashem. We learned in the Tanya the same thing. There's no gray area. I think in Shara Bitochon, that Yesod really could be viewed from a different perspective, a fuller perspective. Why? Because according to what he's saying now, it's not just a question of like, I'm backing into it because it ain't Somchen al Hanes. It's Hashem's Ratzon that people, that's what he says. It's Hashem's Ratzon that people are Masasik Nasibos. The reason that's transformative is that means everything we do, really, we could turn into, we could be Ovde Hashem quite easily, Halavai, 24 hours a day, if we just say, well, this is what Hashem wants me to do. When we go to work, you say, this is what Hashem wants me to do. Hashem wants me to be Masasik and the Sibos. That's what he says. He says, you put the bread on the table, you also have to be Masasik the Sibos. You have to lift it up, you have to bring it to your mouth. You have to chew it. You have to swallow it. He says, now how'd the bread get on the table? Let's say there's no bread on the table. So you have to go to the store to buy it. And you have to have money. How do you have money? You have to go to work. You have to earn it. You have to work, earn money, go to the store, get the bread. This is why Hashem wants you to work. But that means, see, that's all he says, but I'm saying that really means that when you go to work, and you earn the money, and you have the money, and you go buy the bread, you're saying, this is what the Ratzon Hashem, this is how Hashem wants me to live my life. That leads us to the next obvious question, which he asks. Why? Now, they're not saying in Slam Chanel HaNeis, it's much more positive than that. That's negative. That's like, alright, what can you do, Nebuch? No, he holds it's, this is the way Hashem made the world, and it's the Ratzon Hashem that people be misasik besibos. So now he asks the obvious question, why? Why does Hashem toy with us that way? Since we're not really bringing about the result is going to happen because Hashem said it's going to happen. So why did Hashem create a world in which there's this mass optical illusion and everybody is just expending lechora, wasteful energy, in going through the motions of doing something that really is not nageya? It's not like, so why did Hashem say we should do that? Does Hashem like it if we sweat? Does Hashem like it if we're busy? Like what Hashem, like Hashem doesn't want, he begrudges us that we should stay in bed a whole day and eat rum cordials and watch television. Like he begrudges us that. So now we'll learn tomorrow night. The Chavi Halava says there are two very specific reasons why Hashem created a world in which people should be misasik besibos. It's the Ratzon Hashem, in a positive way, that people be misasik besibos.